glue. Glue can hold two things together so well that you can't pull them apart, even though it starts out as a runny liquid. That switch, from liquid to solid, is what makes glue work. It begins with glue being wet and runny when you first put it on. Any surface, even one that looks perfectly smooth, is actually covered in tiny bumps, dips, and scratches, far too small to see. Because glue goes on as a liquid, it can flow down into all those tiny bumps and dips, seeping into every little crack on both of the surfaces you're sticking together, filling them up and getting a grip everywhere. Then the glue hardens. Once it's flowed into all those tiny spaces on both surfaces, it turns solid, freezing in place while locked into the bumps and crannies of each side. Now it's gripping both surfaces at once, hooked into the tiny rough spots of each, holding them tightly to each other. It's almost as if the hardened glue grew thousands of tiny hooks into both surfaces, tying them together. Different glues harden in different ways. Some are wet, because they're mixed with water or another runny liquid, and they turn solid as that liquid dries away into the air. Others come in two parts that do nothing on their own, but harden when you mix them together. Either way, the pattern is the same. So, a glue that dries hard does its job in two steps. First runny, to sink down into every tiny crack, then hard, to lock into those cracks and hold on. Not every sticky thing works this way, though. Sticky tape never turns hard at all. It stays soft and clings in a gentler way. But for a glue that sets, the two steps are the whole trick. Stay runny, and it couldn't hold. Start out hard, and it could never sink in.